Hey, that's right, it's June 2nd, 2016, and I'm Dave Guerra, and this is The Daily Dave. Thanks for stopping by. Hey, listen, today I'm going to talk about, well, same thing I talk about on Thursday. It's hashtag Training Thursday, and today I'm going to talk about, well, time management. I'm beginning this new series on the hashtag Training Thursday, and it's all about time management. And I'm going to talk about, well, skills that everybody needs to master, everybody needs in order to just be a better individual, both professionally and personally, just to be better. Because when it comes to time management, you can't just be managing your professional life and just leaving your personal life aside. No, it doesn't work that way. It does not work that way. See, let's just look at, well, you know, because it's baseball season, let's look at baseball. See, in order to be known as the greatest player of all time, is you have to not only be a great hitter, because, well, if you're the greatest hitter of all times, then that's all you'll ever be known. And if you're a great fielder, well, then you'll be the greatest fielder. But to be the greatest player of baseball player, you have to be the greatest at fielding as well as hitting. It you can't just have one without the other. And that's the way it goes with time management. You can't just rely on, oh, well, as long as I have my professional life under control, that'll take care of that. No, it won't, my friends. You've got to have it working on both sides of your life in order for it to be truly effective, for it to be truly something that's going to be beneficial to you and what you're trying to accomplish, no matter what the goal is. So time management is that. Now, real briefly, what I'm going to cover, or what I covered in today's hashtag Training Thursday video, is using your calendar. Use your calendar. Use it for everything. I use one calendar that's synced up with my PC, with my phone, with my watch. It's all synced up. It works. It notifies me when I need to be notified. It informs me when I need to be informed. But most of all, it keeps me on my toes because, one, I have to remember to enter it. And so long as I enter things immediately, I remember them when they pop up. I don't have to worry about, well, where did I leave that note? Nope, they're all entered. Sure, a couple of things have slipped by, but for the most part, I've got everything there, especially all the recurring events. I need to be reminded on some recurring events, but I guarantee you, it's made me better. It really has. All the important stuff is entered. I'm reminded when the time comes. I'm able to act on it. And heck, I'm even able to prioritize. But most of all, I can say no. That's right. Having a calendar, keeping it up to date, keeping it running, keeping it focused, keeping it just living by that calendar, you can easily say no. And I know some people have a hard time saying no. But that's like a byproduct of this, is I can now say no. I cannot do that because I'm already doing this. I'm already booked. My time is booked. But I also know when I can say yes. I know when I can say yes in the sense that I know when my calendar is free. And that means that I'm free. I'm open. I have time. So I can say yes as well as saying no. Listen, folks, my name is David Guerra. This has been the Leadership Minute for June 2nd, 2016. Until tomorrow, have a great rest of your day.